pasuk says at the beginning of the parsha, "Va'ichad Yisrael al kol atova sherasa Hashem liYisrael asher hitzilo miyad mitzrayim." What does it mean, "Va'ichad Yisrael"? So Rashi quotes two interpretations. Either "Va'ichad" means "Va'yismach," that Yisrael was happy. He was happy that Bnei Yisrael was saved from Mitzrayim. But the Medrash Agoda says that "Nase b'saro chidudin chidudin." "Va'ichad" means that his flesh became prickly. He developed goosebumps because "Meitzar al ibud Mitzrayim." He was distressed. He was upset about the destruction of Mitzrayim. It says Rashi b'shem Chazal, "Haynu da'armi in shigiyora asara dori lo tivazi amra ba'ape." That you shouldn't disgrace a non-Jew in front of a ger until 10 generations, because the ger still feels something. He still feels some kind of emotional bond with his former family and friends. At first glance, the Rashi is very difficult. It almost seems like it's a contradiction. It's a tarti disaster. It seems to be a contradiction between the perish haposhet, the simple explanation of the pasuk, and the statement of Chazal, Medrash Chazal. Where do we find that a Medrash Agoda contradicts the Pshuto Shel Mikra? Mamish, diametrically opposed. Either Yisrael was happy, or he was upset. Two total opposites. What's more, according to the Medrash Chazal, it seems as though the Torah is criticizing Yisrael. But there's a veiled criticism over here. That Nasa B'sara Chidudim Chidudim, he was Meitzar on the Eve of Mitzrayim, he was distressed on their destruction. Throughout the Psukim, it seems like the Torah is praising Yisrael. Vayishma Yisrael, Mashmua Shama Uba. Yisrael was the one who heard the call, and he wanted to do tshuva, he wanted to become a ger. Rashi quotes that he was Yoshe b'chodo shel olam, v'nadvo libo, lotzei sela midbar, l'shmua divrei Torah. He was at the pinnacle of his career. He had accomplished so much, he was held in such esteem, and he left everything, he gave it all up. So why here is the Torah criticizing Yisrael? Why does it throw a negative comment in? Reb Chaim Mintz suggests in his Sefer Eitz HaChaim and Chumash that it's actually quite common for a person to have two different responses to the same event. And that's because a person is composed of two parts. We're all composed of a seichel and a lev. There's the intellect, there's the mind, and there's the lev, the heart, the seat of the emotion of the individual. And even if a person intellectually understands that the downfall of Rishayim is a good thing for the world, but sometimes his heart is not there yet. Sometimes he still feels emotionally connected to those individuals who Taka were destroyed. And that's what Yisrael felt. He was one of the advisors to Paro. He had connections to the Mitzrim. So he did recognize the Emes. Right? He joined Bnei Yisrael. He wanted to become a ger, but that was in his seichel. His heart wasn't there yet. He still felt emotionally connected to the Mitzrayim. He hadn't fully cleansed himself of that familiarity, of that affinity for the Mitzrayim. So that's why he was still Mitzrayim. He had some kind of inner feeling, Nasa B'sara Chidudu Chidudu, because he had a connection to the Mitzrayim. But that doesn't mean that he didn't appreciate what the Emes was. No, despite his feelings, despite the emotions that he had deep inside, he recognized the Emes. And he wanted to be Misgaiah. He wanted to be part of the Emes. That's not a negative assessment. That's actually a positive. This also is a positive statement about Yisrael. The Torah is telling us, look at the koach he had. That he allowed his seichel to overpower his emotion. That he knew what was right. And despite his emotions, despite his feelings, he wanted to become a ger because he realized that the Torah is the Emes. It's quite common that when people mature, when people develop, sometimes they still have an affinity, they have a connection for things and for activities, youthful activities that they were once involved in. They still have some kind of a connection for that, even though, you know, at a later stage in life, people realize that some of those activities are somewhat beneath them. But they still feel a little bit connected. It's very normal. Very normal. It takes time. It takes time for a person to change so much that he doesn't have those feelings deep inside. But that's the ultimate level. The ultimate level is not just to be kovish one's midos, but to be misaking those midos. Yisrael Salata used to say that kvishas hayetzer is when one controls his yetzahara, controls his midos, even though the natural midos that he has would lead him to certain activities that are not so positive. But the ultimate level is to be misaking one's midos to the extent that he's internalized the feeling And Ratzon Hashem is his Ratzon as well. It's not separate that he's forcing himself to follow the Ratzon Hashem, but that really is his Ratzon. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Pirkei Avos. But the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, Batal Ritzoncha Mitnei Ritzono. And then it says, Asei Ritzono Ki Ritzonecha. Rabbeinu Yonah says these are two different levels. The basic level is Batal Ritzoncha Mitnei Ritzono, to sacrifice one's will to follow the Ratzon Hashem. But the higher level is Asei Ritzono Ki Ritzonecha. Ritzono Lomar, he says, Shlo Yelo Ritzon Ki Yim Dovar Shehu Ritzon Lifnei Hashem. That the ultimate level is that a person is misaking his midos to the extent that Ratzon Hashem is his Ratzon. There is no other emotion. Ratzon Hashem is his Ratzon. Is his Ratzon. Not only does he understand what the emes is, but that's so a part of him that he doesn't have to fight with himself. He doesn't have to fight with the emotions, but rather he does the Ratzon Hashem because that's what he wants to. Look, the time to be misaking one's midos is when one is young. It's much easier. Person has a crooked bone, so what happens? The doctors try to straighten the bone. It's a lot easier when a person is younger and his bones are flexible, they're pliable, they're soft. It's a lot easier to straighten the bones. But once a person gets older, the bones are harder and they're brittle. It's a lot harder to straighten those bones. When a person is young, in his youth, that's the time to try to be misaken on midos, to make our midos into Ratzon Hashem. If we make Ratzon Hashem, if we make Torah and mitzvahs into our Ratzon, then hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond and he'll make our Ratzon, everything that we want, into his Ratzon, and he'll shower us with all of the brachas that we so desire.